Now, as the coronial inquest into the deaths of a number of young people at music festivals continues, the debate surrounding pill testing is as strong as ever. Families and friends of the young people who have recently lost their lives are pushing for an inquiry, and a New South Wales coroner has now suggested a pill testing at a major music festival this weekend, Splendour in the Grass, but there is resistance from government. Well, President of Harm Reduction Australia, Gino Vumbuka joins me on the line right now to discuss. Gino, thanks for your time.
Morning, Julia.
Good morning. So, Splendour of the Grass organisers say they can't go ahead with pill testing this weekend without government approval. But of course, there has been a dismissive of pill testing. Where does this resistance come from?
Yeah, well, first of all, they're right. We ran, under Pill Testing Australia, with some consortium members, ran the two trials at Grooving the Moo in Canberra. But I get lots of calls from festivals wanting to have our service available at their festival. But unfortunately, unless we have government approval, it's not really feasible to do, because we need the cooperation of police to actually allow us to operate, and that means the cooperation of government. Otherwise, people are at risk of being arrested and the like, either staffing our service, the volunteers who staff it, or the people who attend it. So the reluctance of the New South Wales government, I can't answer that, in all honesty. We've provided them with a lot of information about what we do and the evidence behind what we do and the latest research from overseas where it's been operating for a number of years. I was actually just reading a report from 1974 about pill checking, or drug testing as it was called then, on the street, to provide people with information about the drugs they're about to use in Canada and in Europe. Mm. So I'm not sure why they want to deny what is clearly a public health and proven harm reduction measure.
Right, so pill testing is one thing that Harm Reduction Australia advocates for. Is there anything else? What else does Harm Reduction Australia do? What's your role?
Well, what we do is we advocate for policies that reduce the potential for harm from people using drugs. So we look at a whole range of areas, like be it from promoting needle and syringe programs to looking at the moment. We're also going to be working on prescription heroin programs for people who have been dependent on heroin but tried a number of treatment methods and haven't been able to actually address their dependency. Again, a proven program operated for many years overseas, but we haven't been able to get that here. But we also look at, in relation to the festival environment, we're quite clear about the role of police there. We want to work with police and cooperate with police, but we fear, and what we're hearing and through this coronial inquest, is that the high visibility and presence of police actually causes a great deal of harm, where people, in the case of Alex Ross King, consumed 3 tablets because she panicked when she saw the sniffer dogs and the police, that they can have actually the wrong outcome by being there.
Mm, right. And so I guess besides pill testing and decreasing police presence, what else needs to happen to kind of prevent these deaths from happening at festivals?
Well, ideally what we'd be looking at in a way is just almost accepting that drug use occurs and decriminalising personal amounts of drug use, so people actually can feel confident coming to talk to health professionals and other people about their drug use and getting a lot more information, because it's not an illegal activity as such. I think, it sort of reminds me a lot of, about alcohol. And I talk to people, particularly in, some radio stations and TV interviews, about commentators saying, oh, this is just people wanting to use drugs and we shouldn't allow that. And, people need to go out and not use drugs, and thinking like, well, when we have a big racing carnival or a big sporting event or other event, people get drunk. And what we do is we acknowledge that people are going to drink alcohol and some people are going to become quite intoxicated. So we have a lot of harm reduction measures in place. We have responsible service. We have marshals there. We have people making sure they cross the road, transport organised. What we don't say is, oh, don't drink because, it may cause problems. We just accept that it happens and then minimise the harm. And we're saying the same should happen for music festivals and for young people who use drugs, that we should just accept that, whether we like it or not, is the reality and a part of life, and do what we can to make sure that we don't have what we're seeing in the coroner's court at the moment, is grieving families over the loss of a loved one, a young child.
Mm, I mean, it is a good point with the alcohol. It's kind of a bit of a double stand there. And the issue is, mainly a state issue, but do you believe the federal government has a role to play in educating people on the impact this is having on communities and families?
I think they do. I think one of the problems we see is that when governments send messages out to the community about drugs that are misinformed and not based on evidence, that creates a scenario where people then come up with responses that aren't evidence-based as well. So if you're continually scaring people about drug use, I mean, we had the ridiculous situation a few years ago where we had some MPs claiming that people were gouging their own eyes out, you know, as the effects of ice and all these crazy things. It was completely untrue. And then you get people saying, well, then what we should be doing as a result is some draconian measures and locking people up for life if they're caught selling drugs and all those sorts of things. It's just because they're actually working from a false premise. And what governments need to do, particularly the national government, is take a real leadership role, provide a lot more money away from law enforcement into the health services. Currently, we get around probably 30-35% of every drug dollar goes to health, like treatment and prevention, education, and the majority goes to law enforcement. That is wrong. That is the wrong way to deal with this situation and this issue, and we need to rectify that. And that's the federal government should show national leadership on this.
Yeah, I think there was a report about DEFCON and how there were only two medical personnel at the time at the festival, which is just shocking, really, just the lack of help there. So, yes, I definitely agree. Gino, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks. Bye. That was Gino Vumbuka from Harm Reduction Australia talking about pill testing at music festivals. And you can catch that full interview on our website, 2scr.com.